those of you hoping for a white Christmas are going to be disappointed this year. The early season snowstorm that deposited a widespread 4 inches of the white stuff across the area will soon be nothing more than a pleasant memory for the kids who got an unexpected Friday off from school this week. Temperatures will rise dramatically beginning tomorrow, and the snow will be gone before Christmas Day. With no more precipitation in the forecast,
Danny!
Yes, Mom?
Lunch will be ready in about 5 minutes. Grilled cheese sandwiches. You'll have to finish that snow fort after you eat.
Okay, I don't have much left to do. And I've already finished the snowman.
And please try to be quiet when you come in. I think the baby has finally fallen asleep.
I'll be through in a couple of minutes. Nothing like a day off from school with grilled cheese sandwiches for lunch. I'd better be getting inside.
What's a sandwich?
Who said that?
I did. Over here, with the carrot nose.
You? But you're a...
Go ahead, say it. I've heard it before.
Snowman?
Yeah, well, not exactly.
Snowman can't talk.
Do you ever talk to yourself, Danny?
No. You know my name?
I heard your mother calling you.
But how?
What's a sandwich?
Huh?
A sandwich. You said you're gonna have one for lunch. Whatever that is.
I'll, tell you later. I have to go in the house now.
So you'll be coming back outside after this, lunch?
Sure. I have to finish the snow fort.
Good, because I could really use your help with something.
What?
I'll tell you after your sandwich. But it's a matter of life and death.
How's the sandwich, honey?
It's okay.
Just okay? You love my grilled cheese sandwiches.
I'm sorry. It's really, really good.
What's wrong, Danny?
Mom, can snowmen talk?
Of course not. What made you ask that? Have you been talking with a snowman?
No, not me.
Good, because if you thought you were, I was going to have to take you down to see Dr. Mulcahy.
You're certain about the snowman?
Of course I am. Maybe in your storybooks or in the movies they can, but in real life, no. Snowmen can't talk, ever.
My mom said snowmen can't talk.
She's right.
But you said...
I never said I was a snowman.
But of course you're a snowman. I made you this morning.
Right, but I'm not a snowman. I'm only part of this snowman.
Then what are you?
I'm a water molecule.
A molly what?
Molecule. It's kind of like a drop of water.
And you're inside the snowman I built.
Right, B-17.
What's that?
That's when I'm located in the snowman. When you've been a part of as many snowmen as I have over the years, you use a little shorthand. Everything's mapped out in here, and I'm at B-17.
Where's that?
I'm in the head, just behind the pipe. That's why it seems like I'm talking to you. I can see and hear you through the little cracks in the snow.
Do you like it in there?
It's all right. I've been in worse places. The last snowman I was at L-31. The bum.
Being a part of the head sounds better.
It is. A lot of times, I don't even make it into a snowman. I just fall and get shoveled off the driveways and walks by adults. It's better to be part of a snowman than to just lie there off to the side somewhere.
What was this thing you needed my help with?
I need you to save me.
How can I do that?
It's gonna get really warm over the next few days. All this snow is gonna melt.
How do you know that?
I know about the weather. I can feel it. I'm part of it. Once this snowman melts, I'll just be a part of a puddle on the ground, which is no fun at all.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to change the weather so it stays cold.
Me?
Sure, why not you?
I'm just a kid, and people can't control the weather.
No. Many times when grown-ups have been shoveling me off the driveways, I've heard them angrily talk about the meteorologist. Who's he?
That's a fancy name for a weatherman.
So he controls the weather?
Nobody controls it.
What?
It just happens.
You're kidding.
No, when it gets cold like this, it just gets cold.
Then what does this weatherman do?
He tells us what the weather is going to be.
How does he know that?
He has all kinds of science-y stuff. He goes to school for a long time, so he can be on the news every night. That's how he knows.
So he predicted this little storm I fell in?
Uh-huh.
Are there places that are cold all the time?
Yeah, but they're awfully far away from here.
Oh, my.
What's your problem? You said it was a matter of life and death.
It is. Mine. After this snowman melts, I'll evaporate.
What's that mean?
I'll dry up, go away, and rise back into the clouds so I can fall again somewhere else's rain or snow.
Sounds boring.
It does get repetitive. Boy, have I grown to hate those chats in the waiting room.
The what room?
After I go back into the clouds so I can be used again, I go into a waiting room with the other water molecules until Mother Nature needs me. The other molecules are always bragging.
I was part of a rainy season in Madagascar.
I was part of a super blizzard that hit Buffalo, New York. We tied up the city for days.
And I was a part of a big hailstorm that fell in Alabama. You should have seen all of us bouncing off the roads and sidewalks. What fun! How about you?
I was part of a little snowstorm in Minnesota.
Again?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Maybe we're not ready for the big time.
That doesn't sound fun.
It's not. I know that recycling is the big thing nowadays, but I'm sick of it.
What can I do to help?
I can't simply evaporate again and go back to the waiting room with those other snooty molecules. They'll kid me even more when they find out I was only a part of this little storm that didn't even happen in Madagascar.
Where's that?
I have no idea. Danny, I need to go out in a big way this time. Some way that none of the other molecules has ever done. I need something to brag about while I linger in the waiting room. Any ideas?
Well, no. Not now. But I'll think about it.
We'll figure something out. Until we do, I need you to keep me from evaporating so quickly.
How can I do that?
Do you have something in that house you could put me in before the warm weather comes and I get recycled again?
Mom probably has something in the kitchen we could use.
Great! Go get it, and I'll tell you what to do. Then we can decide how I can go out with a bang!
Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule was written by Mike Murphy. Direction and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. Sound effects by Dave Irwin. Our cast featured Kirsty Sinclair as Mom, Jeff Adams and Kirsty Sinclair as the Snooty Molecules, Courtney Sinclair as Danny, and John Bell as the Molecule. Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule is copyright 2011 by Mike Murphy. This production is copyright 2011 by the Icebox Radio Theater, which is solely responsible for its content. Information on the web at iceboxradio.org. Time now for Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule, a special holiday presentation by the Icebox Radio Theater. Last time we met Danny, that's Danielle McIntyre, a girl about your age who was enjoying a snow day off from school. While building a snowman, Danny made the acquaintance of a single water molecule, one of the millions that came together to make Danny's snowman possible. Only this water molecule had a problem. With the millions of water molecules in the world creating floods and blizzards and exciting stuff like that, how is he ever going to stand out? As we join the story this time, Danny is bringing her mom's biggest spaghetti pot to fill full of snow, including her new friend the Molecule, so they can go inside and dream up a plan to help him stand out.
This ought to do it.
What is it?
It's my mom's spaghetti pot. It's the biggest one she has.
Will she miss it?
She shouldn't need it again for a week or so. We had spaghetti the other night. We won't have it again for a while.
Great, Danny. Put me in there.
One problem.
What?
How am I going to fit the snowman into the pot? It's not big enough.
You don't have to fit the whole snowman in there, just the head. That's where I am, B-17.
What about all the other water molecules? They'll melt soon.
Is any other one of them talking to you?
No.
Then they're fine with going back to the clouds. I'm not. Don't you worry about them.
What do I do?
Pull the head off the snowman and stuff all of it into the spaghetti pot.
Won't that hurt you?
Not at all. Come on, before the warm weather comes and I get recycled again.
Okay. Are you in there?
Yeah, you got me. Now push the whole head into the pot.
Done. Are you all right?
Couldn't be better. Perfect fit. Thanks.
Now what?
We have to figure out my big day.
But Mom will want me in soon.
Bring me in with you.
But you'll melt in the house. She has the heat on.
Not a problem. I'm water after all, and I should evaporate slowly in the house. Maybe some of my more content friends in the pot will evaporate first, huh? Is there some place you can hide me till we make our plans?
You can stay in my room if you're quiet and don't get me into trouble.
No one will ever know I'm there. I'll be as quiet as a snowflake. Silence, that's what you'll get. Not a sound at all. Mom's the boy.
There. You should be safe in my closet. If anybody comes in, I'll close the door quickly. Then you be quiet.
I'll be quiet.
You sound different. Are you okay?
Sure, just melting a little. Don't worry.
If you say so.
It's time to think about my big day. What do people do with water?
Well, we drink it.
What does that mean?
We put it into our bodies when we get thirsty.
Ooh, then what happens to the water?
Well, it... forget that one. You wouldn't like what happens.
What else?
We use it to wash our hands and take showers.
Well, that sounds promising. What happens to the water you use?
It goes down the drain and out into the sewers.
Is that a nice place?
Not really.
Strike two. What else?
My mom cooks with water sometimes, like when she made spaghetti.
And then?
No, you wouldn't like that either.
There must be something really important that people do with water. I don't mind going back to the clouds as long as I have a cool story to tell the other molecules.
I'll sleep on it.
Me too. What's sleep?
Now, there's no snow at all.
It was bound to happen. I'm fine here in the pot.
If you say so.
Did you think of any big thing for me to be a part of?
No. Did you?
No. But we won't give up yet.
You bet we won't. I have to head downstairs for breakfast, or Mom might come up here to get me and find you.
And we don't want that. Will this breakfast involve water?
Maybe, if she makes oatmeal. Good morning, Mom. Hiya, Michelle.
Good morning, dear. Did you dream of any talking snowmen last night?
Don't be silly. You know they don't exist.
Your oatmeal will be ready in a few minutes. Just sit down and have your juice. Say, I got some good news last night. You'll like it, too.
What news?
Uncle Matt and Aunt Sharon are coming over tonight. They just got back from their vacation in Europe.
Is that anywhere near Madagascar?
I don't think so. What made you think of Madagascar, of all places?
Oh, I don't know. I think Mrs. Whitburn mentioned it in school the other day.
Well, anyway, they'll be over for dinner tonight, and I'm going to make my special beef stew. You like my beef stew, right?
Oh, yeah!
and Uncle Matt loves it. After I give your sister her bath, I'm going to start making the stew. It takes a while.
Will you need your spaghetti pot for that?
Yeah, it's the only pot I have that's big enough.
Uh-oh. If Danny's new friend, the water molecule, is hiding in the spaghetti pot, how is she going to give it back to her mom? Especially when mom doesn't even know that Danny took it. To find out more, you'll have to tune in next time for the exciting conclusion to Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule from the Icebox Radio Theater. Time now for Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule, a special holiday presentation by the Icebox Radio Theater. To this point in our story, Danny McIntyre, a normal girl about your age, made friends with a single tiny water molecule that fell to Earth and became part of a snowman she built. Danny offered to help the molecule find a way to stand out among all the other water molecules and took him inside in her mother's favorite spaghetti pot to think. Now Mom needs the pot back, and Danny didn't ask permission to take it. Plus, they still don't have a plan to help him stand out. Now we find Danny in her room, desperately trying to fish the molecule out of her mom's spaghetti pot with a paper cup.
Did I get you?
Nah, still in the pot.
Darn, let me try again. How about now?
No, a little bit to the left.
Now?
My left. You got me, Danny. I'm in the cup.
Finally.
Why are we doing this?
Mom's gonna need her spaghetti pot soon.
I thought you said...
I did. She surprised me. Parents do that sometimes. You'll be safe in this cup.
I don't like it as much. It's cramped.
Sorry, but it'll have to do. Now I have to sneak this pot back into the kitchen.
Did you do it?
Yep, that's where she always puts it. She'll never know it was gone.
That's good.
She won't need it until after...
What is it, Danny?
I think I know what I can do to get you out with a bang. How about this? Hi, Mom.
Hello, Danny. You thirsty?
Why do you ask?
You're carrying a cup.
Oh, yeah, thirsty. How's Michelle's bath coming along?
Okay, thanks for asking. Nearly done. She really needed one. She fell asleep early last night, and I didn't want to wake her for her bath.
Who's that in the driveway?
Ooh, let me go and see. Mind your sister. There was no one there.
They must have pulled away. What do you still have to wash?
Her face could use a scrubbing.
This looks like good water here.
If you say so.
Can I wash her face?
Sure, if you like. Just be gentle.
Will do. Scrub, 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 Michelle.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Did you say something, dear?
Not me.
Who's a clean girl? Can you be a big helper, Danny, and empty Michelle's bathtub water while I take her upstairs to get her dressed?
Sure, Mom. I'd be glad to. You're sure you don't mind me pouring you out here in the driveway?
Not at all. I need to head back up to the clouds soon. Oh, boy, what a day. It was a great idea you had. Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome. Will I ever see you again?
Maybe. I fall to Earth as Mother Nature wants me to. You'll see a lot more storms before you grow up. It's possible. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What's that coming out of your eye? It looks like... water.
It is. You know something? It really is.
Goodbye!
And what about you?
Yes, what did you do this time? Another little snowstorm in Minnesota?
Nope. I washed the face of a human baby girl.
Really?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was the best day of my life.
Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule was written by Mike Murphy. Direction and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. Sound effects by Dave Irwin. Our cast featured Kirsty Sinclair as Mom, Jeff Adams and Kirsty Sinclair as the Snooty Molecules, Courtney Sinclair as Danny, and John Bell as the Molecule. Danny McIntyre Meets the Molecule is copyright 2011 by Mike Murphy. This production is copyright 2011 by the Icebox Radio Theater, which is solely responsible for its content. Information on the web at iceboxradio.org. It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over three decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.